The Ontario Confederation of University Faculty Associations, or OCUFA, announced its annual awards on June 15th, 2026, which recognize everything from outstanding teaching to accomplishment in collective bargaining. Among the 2026 recipients is a face those who went to school in Peterborough might recognize. Dr. Barbara Wall is an associate professor in Indigenous Environmental Studies and Sciences at Trent University, and director of Trent's Indigenous Studies PhD program. I spoke to her over the phone about receiving recognition through this award and what teaching means to her. First off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And second, if you could just tell me a little bit about what this award means to you.
Oh my goodness. This award, when we started the nomination package, I didn't realize how prestigious the award is. And of course, I didn't make any presumptions that I would receive the award. So, you know, it's an honor to have been nominated and then to receive this award. I'm really quite humbled by it because teaching is my passion, and having my passion and my life's work recognized in this way is truly humbling.
I think it's safe to say that you're one of the most beloved professors at Trent. I've known many people who have taken your classes and who have nothing but kind things to say about it. So I think that, you know, is probably reflected in this recognition. But one of the things specifically that was cited in the award is your commitment to land-based learning. Could you tell me a little bit, for people who might not be familiar with that, what that land-based learning is?
Land-based learning is, I guess you could say, a pillar of Indigenous pedagogies. Because from an Anishinaabe perspective, we believe that the beings and the land and the water are our teachers. And we learn from watching and interacting with them. And really, we learn most effectively, I think, by doing, by being out on the land, by being near the water or in the water and amongst the trees. So it's a form of experiential learning that brings really kind of knowledge equity into the framework of teaching, because in those cases, when we're on the land or learning or doing experiential learning, I don't feel like I'm the teacher. I feel like I'm the navigator to help students and all learners learn from those beings of creation. So, for instance, a course that I used to teach is one of the first year courses in Indigenous Environmental Studies and Sciences. And we would focus on trees as knowledge holders. And in addition to a lecture, you know, in the lecture hall, we would take students out on the Lady Eaton Drumlin and sit amongst the trees, let them experience and sit with the trees while they were being exposed to or listening to or also reading Anishinaabe stories about trees and the knowledges that they carry.
How important has Trent been, not just as a sort of academic institution, but as a location within which to teach?
Oh, that's such a good question, because I really think that the Trent campus is unique. I mean, we have the river running through the campus. So one of the courses that I teach is about water, and we're able to go be by the water, be surrounded by the water, sit by the water, learn from the water. But the Drumlin, as well as the green spaces on campus and the nature areas, provide such a rich environment for students to be able to learn from the land and on the land. I think it's really unique.
If there's anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, sure. I'd like to speak to the experiential learning that happens within the classroom as well in my third year food ways courses. So these are two courses that are based on the seasonal cycle of the Anishinaabe. And what we're doing is we're learning within the cycle of the season. So what I mean by that is in the fall, we work with to create an understanding and an experience with Lenomen that people know as wild rice, as well as Mondamin, which is corn. So within the classroom, we go through this process that's called nixtamalization of the corn, of traditional or old style corn, not the sweet corn that we're going to have in a few weeks from the land here, but flint corn, which is our old land race variety of corn. And it requires some unique processing for not only for our bodies to be able to take in all the nutrients from the corn, but to make the corn more edible, because flint corn, you know, as the name implies, it's very hard. It's like flint rock. So we do this nixtamalization in the classroom during lecture. I bring in an induction burner, and we've got corn and we've got wood ash. And this allows the students to really have an in-depth understanding of the process. Sure, we can have PowerPoint slides that talk about the chemical reactions and the history of nixtamalization, but for them to experience it with all of their senses, to hear it, to see it, to smell it, and then to taste it, really is, I think, the best way to learn. It's a depth and breadth of learning that we don't get from simply reading articles or listening to a lecture. So that's one thing that I wanted to speak about. And then a kind of a comparable process that we do in the classroom in the early spring or late winter is we make maple sugar in the classroom using a mix of contemporary equipment, like that induction hot plate that I'm speaking of, but also traditional Anishinaabe technology that allows us to make the sugar. So that enriches and also, pun intended, sweetens the students' experiences.
Very nice. Well, Dr. Barberwal, thank you so much for speaking with me again, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
The Ontario Confederation of University Faculty Associations will host its annual award ceremony recognizing Wall and other awards recipients in Toronto on October 24th, 2026. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio. See FFF in Peterborough.